Yupik communities in the lower Yukon and Kuskokwim region are reeling from the single biggest spike of suicides in decades. 11 men have taken their own lives in just the last 2 months, and many there are concerned there are more suicides to come. From member station KYUK in Bethel, Shane Iverson has more.
Dealing with suicide is an all-too-common problem in many villages throughout the YK Delta. Year after year, it's a leading cause of death in the region, and it's the leading cause of death for young adults and adolescents. But the last 2 months have risen concerns about a suicide epidemic.
When the first one happened, it was like, okay, it happened once. It probably was just something that happened.
Harley Sundown, a lifelong resident and assistant principal in Scammon Bay.
And then the second one happened. And then the third one.
The self-inflicted deaths were mounting up so fast, people in the Bering Sea village barely had time to catch their breath. Then Sundown's 20-year-old son took a trip to Bethel. He never told his family why he was leaving.
That next day I got a call from one of my friends who was one of the people who found him hanging, and I just didn't know how to feel. I didn't know how to take it. It was the most terrible feeling you could ever feel as a parent, with somebody telling you the worst news you could ever hear.
Chunuk Sundown took his own life after a night of drinking.
We grew our individual love for all of our kids, and to have a child taken away like that, or to have a child take themselves away, it's like pulling all that love away from your heart.
Chunuk was one of four young men to kill himself from Scammon Bay recently. Other suicides have hit communities like Newtok, Akiak, St. Mary's, Hooper Bay, Chivak, Mountain Village, Emonok, and Bethel.
It's an astronomical amount.
Alaska State Trooper Perry Barr has been stationed in Delta's hub city of Bethel for over 12 years, and he says he's never seen it this bad.
We serve as an area of a population of about 22,000 people in the YK Delta. And when you take 11 suicides out of that 22,000, it's a significant amount.
Now communities are struggling to figure out what is going on. Suicide is often linked to a number of ailments, such as depression, stress, abuse, or hopelessness. But Sundown says his son did not appear to be suffering from any of these problems.
He enjoyed everything. He did everything. He was he did Yupik dancing. He was a police officer here in the village. Enjoyed raising his family, raising his kids. I mean, there was nothing sad about him when he was out here.
Chunuk Sundown was drinking heavily the night he ended his life. Alcohol appears to be a part of many of the suicides, but certainly not all of them. In the coastal village of Newtok, a 17-year-old boy was sober when he became the first one in his community to ever kill himself.
He's my neighbor, and you know what? He was pretty quiet, and he was, you know what? I never seen him have problems.
Caroline George has lived in the Yupik community of Newtok her whole life.
He has good parents that never do alcohol and stuff like that. And I just can't believe he committed suicide. He seemed to be just a really, really good kid.
One factor that clearly ties all the suicides together is age and sex. All 11 deaths were males, and all but one of them were between the ages of 15 and 23. As communities continue to grieve, they're also worried about who might be next.
One of the elders here told me before.
Again, Harley Sundown.
They're laying a path for other people to follow. And once somebody makes that path, it's a lot easier for people that in the back to follow that path.
Now, some communities are taking steps to try and close that path. On Thursday, leaders in Scammon Bay organized a community meeting with a crisis team from the Yukon Kuskokwim Health Corporation. The village of Akiak has started weekly meetings led by elders. That came after an at-risk survey of adolescents in the Yupik School District showed some startling trends.
The percentage of students who felt so sad and hopeless almost every day for 2 weeks was stunning.
Mike Williams, senior of Akiak, says that 44% of students in three Kuskokwim villages felt pervasively hopeless. Even scarier, says Williams, is the amount that had attempted suicide. According to that 2009 survey, it was almost one-third of the children. That's nearly four times the statewide average. Williams says the survey was an eye-opener.
The Native communities and the villages are not doing well. You know, we can come up with excuses, but there is no excuse at all for the condition of our young people.
Williams says it's not too late to turn it around. The village of Alakanuk has been without a suicide in 3 years, ever since they started community circles that focuses on connecting youth with their elders and healthy adults in the community. Williams is hopeful those circles will have a similar effect in his village.
We can begin to make amends and to make sure that our kids are being taken care of, and they need to feel secure. And as parents and tribal leaders and elders, I think we can assure them that their future is secure and bright, and they need not to go through what we are going through at this time in our region.
Williams and many other leaders in the Delta are urging Yupik villages across the region to take the issue head on. It's an approach he hopes will help save lives now and in the future. Back in the coastal village of Newtok, Margaret Nickerson agrees. She says for over 20 years, she tried to kill herself more times than she can count. She's now drug and alcohol free, but she remembers the times pervasive stress and unresolved feelings took her to the brink of suicide.
And when we don't talk about it, we think about it, we think really hard, and it becomes a big issue personally. The heavy weight will be on us, you know.
Scammon Bay tribal leader Brandon Aguchuk says the tribe and the city have now summoned all the outside resources available to them. He says now it's up to the adults that know the children best to own up to the issue.
It'll be a community effort that hopefully lessens this suicide and hopefully prevents it in the future.
I'm Shane Iverson.